Pete Rennie has been working at Carrier 7 days a week for more than 5 months now. He wants to earn as much as he can before his last day of work. He and his wife Barbara are reducing their spending so they can afford to make less money. They've switched their auto insurance to a cheaper plan. They've canceled their cell phone service. Their health insurance is now covered through Barbara's teaching job. Rennie says they're getting their financial house in order.
You know, I hope other people in Carrier are doing that, because if they're not, they're going to be in trouble. So many people have been used to making good money, and now they're probably going to be making half of what they made before. So you're going to need to reduce your expenses by half.
Rennie says he's reaching his goals, except for setting money aside now for his 12-year-old son Luke's college education. But he's worn out.
I've worked so much in the past 5 months, you know, 7 days a week practically, that emotionally I'm almost detached from it because I'm just so physically exhausted. And actually emotionally exhausted.
Rennie and his coworkers still do not know their last day of work, though it's rumored to be April 23rd. But Rennie sees gradual changes in the workplace. Carrier is outsourcing some equipment. Potential buyers stop in to look over machinery.
Much of the equipment is still there, but little by little, you see them move equipment out. And where there once was a bustling factory where you barely had room to drive a truck down the aisles, now you're seeing more and more floor space.
Rennie sees Carrier's reputation shifting, too.
From a business standpoint, I believe that Carrier will have a tarnished legacy. A company that chose mainly to improve shareholder wealth at the expense of generations of families who worked and committed their lives to a company that started there. It's not the same Carrier as, you know, 20 years ago.
But Rennie finds it more productive to focus on his own future. Luke Rennie sees a change in his father.
I've noticed that my dad is kind of like thinking a little more. Day by day, he's thinking more about, I call it D-Day. And he's thinking about all these choices and how bad it's going to be and how good it's going to be.
Rennie has considered working at Carrier's warehouse, which will remain open after the manufacturing facilities close. But even if his seniority means he could take a job there, he's leaning against it. The thought of a night shift and the possibility of another layoff if the warehouse closes don't appeal to the Rennies. So instead, Rennie plans to see a career counselor. He wants to look into training programs for new careers. It feels like a luxury to Rennie to think about doing what he wants after Carrier.
I've given 25 years of my life to working merely for the money. Maybe I can give another 10 or 12 to actually doing something I like. Wow, that's pretty radical. It almost seems impossible, but who knows?
Rennie needs a little buffer time to rest and gain perspective after he's laid off, but he already knows how his ideal day will begin.
I would like to be able to get up in the morning with my wife, sit down and have a cup of coffee, and make sure my son has everything in his pack that he needs for school, and watch him walk out to the bus in the morning. I think, to me, that would be living life.
He will walk a few miles, get his energy up. He'll do some trim work, which he's been meaning to do for years. He'll work outside when Luke gets home from school. And come summer, Luke says, he and his dad have plans.
I look forward to my dad putting that old work bag up in the attic forever. All the family time, more camping, more mountain climbing, more doing work around the house with my dad, and that is a very important thing.
But in between the daily grind and the buffer time are those last few weeks at Carrier.
I know it's crazy, but it's to the point where I almost can't wait till that last day so I can just put all this behind me and then just say, okay, now that chapter of my life is over with. Let's see what we can do with this next chapter.
For the WRVO stations, this is Sky Road.